Today at Kwarinam, our electronic cyberspace ashram doors are open to you on October 17th. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Members of Sarvasadhana Church came today and enjoyed a beautiful talk by Acharya Sayan Swami. Acharya Sayan Swami is our Jyotisha Shastri here at Kwarinam, and he helps choose auspicious dates for starting businesses, weddings, all sorts of things, as well as personal advice on transits for members of Sarvasadhana Church. We don't reach out beyond our membership because members of Sarvasadhana Church are my true shishya. If you want to be a shishya or a chela of Gurudeva, and that's me, well, become a member of Sarvasadhana Church. Takes about a year of study at Himalayan Academy, and we'd be happy to enroll you in the master course that is very easy, simple study in Sarvasadhana, monistic path of Hinduism. Oh, here I see somebody, Lakshmana Nalayapan, who has just entered the internet world of cyberspace by getting a computer and logging on. Welcome, Nalayapan. We welcome you and greet you. Lakshmana Nalayapan has been with us for nearly 20 years. He's our India full-time liaison officer and helps with so many projects, such as arranging the carving of deities for temples that we have started throughout the United States and Europe, and many, many other things. Well, Paramachari Boninatha Swami, he is in Mauritius with Nilakanta, our brahmachari there, and he is visiting all of our missionary families and setting them up on a wonderful program that we have called Coconut Money Tree. What is a coconut money tree? A coconut money tree is a personal income endowment. This means that you invest in Hindu heritage endowment in a private fund called a pooled income fund and put in a little bit of money every month. And in 20, 30 years, you get a big amount of money back. The members of Sarvasadhana Church and those who wish in the Himalayan Academy are being set up with a personal income endowment through Hindu Heritage Endowment, a special arrangement with the First Hawaiian Bank in the state of Hawaii, the United States of America. And this is a very important concept which most people do not have in today's world, and that is creating a personal endowment for the future that when it is built up enough will pay month after month an income, a social security kind of an income for the rest of one's life, and then it can be left to one's spouse or one's child. And then it returns back to Hindu Heritage Endowment to promote the Sanatana Dharma for succeeding generations. Well, he's doing that in the country of Mauritius and many other things as well. We have been working on merging with Shiva and came to a beautiful story which I'd like to read to you. It's about the value of initiation. Many people are getting initiated these days. And I'm going to read to you something from Merging with Shiva. When we initiate someone, it is because they have been well trained. And they're not struggling with the lower nature. Now I'm going to read. Those who are struggling with the lower nature, those who have not made a commitment to the Sanatana Dharma, a commitment which for the newcomer to the fold could be verified by their Hindu name on their passport, should all chant Om. Om is the universal mantram. It's a safe mantram to chant. To demonstrate the authority vested in the mantram, let me tell you a story. A minister, this is a story, a minister in a Hindu court was summoned before the Maharaja. The minister also happened to be a Brahmin priest, a Kula Guru, with the power to give initiation in the most sacred mantra, Om Namah Shivaya. The king asked him, we would like you to initiate me into the sacred Panchatra mantram. The guru said, yes, majesty, I shall begin preparing you for your initiation. Then the king decreed, no, we will take the initiation right now, and never mind the preparation. The Kula Guru objected, this is quite impossible. My guru restricts me from giving initiation without due preparation. The king retorted, so, we will do the mantram without you. Or else, explain to me how the mantram would work differently, with the initiation or without. The Kula Guru said, yes, Majesty, I shall give you an explanation. And in a loud voice, the guru called to the five guards standing amidst the gathered audience. Guards, come forward instantly and arrest this man, the Maharaja. He is into wrongdoings. He is demanding an initiation into the great Panchatara mantra, Om Namah Shivaya, without the willingness to go through the necessary preparations required by our noble Sampradaya, our lineage. The guards stood still, eyes wide, looking at the Maharaja, wondering what to do. The Maharaja, losing his composure upon hearing his minister's preposterous command, was struck with awe, and he thought, what madness has come over this holy man? And then he shouted to the guards, here, promptly, arrest this minister of mine, this Kula Guru who is behaving in such an insolent manner against the throne. Tie him securely and take him away. The guards rushed forward without delay, grabbing the guru and held him tight. The guru laughed and said, hold on a minute. I was just answering your question, Majesty. I spoke the mantram, arrest this man. However, since I'm not initiated into the court, not ordained to have that power, the guard stood idle and did not respond. You gave them the same mantram, arrest this man, because you were carefully prepared and initiated as king, the guards responded. Upon hearing this, the Maharaja threw himself at the Kula Guru's feet. The guards, who had been hearing the entire conversation, then released their captive, and they themselves touched the holy man's feet and returned to their post. In the months to come, the Maharaja meticulously prepared himself for and received his initiation into Om Namah Shivaya, the greatest mantra of all mantras. Now, all three worlds cooperate with him. His kingdom flourishes. Crops grow. Food is abundant. The rains come when needed. The rivers run clear and the wells are always full. The cows are fat. The mangoes fall sweetly from the trees, the gods in the temple provide discipline for the king's subjects, and the Haman and Rishis regularly visit the kingdom, giving of their wisdom to one and all. Even though His Majesty chants with the proper visualizations, Om Namah Shivaya, 108 times daily, one thing is missing. The king himself has not yet attained to full, complete God realization. There is a story yet to be told. And this to all of you out there who are tampering with mantra, yoga, without the necessary preparation, without the necessary dedication, without the necessary, shall we say, complete oneness with the Sanatana Dharma, acceptance of name change, appearing on the passport, some kind of commitment that turns people's heads around, some kind of sacrifice. Your mantras are only words. Arrest this man or Om Namah Shivaya. Come on. Let's get real. The Christians say the end of the world is coming. Year 2000. I mean, that's just a little bit away. Many are going to Israel, renting rooms, to experience Jesus arriving there. They say the hotels are filled. They want to be there when Jesus comes. The end of the world happens. I'm wondering if they bought round-trip tickets. Big question mark. I'm not being facetious, but just practical. Why spend money when it's not necessary to spend money? Or why worry about money when the end of the world is coming? But let's make haste. Let's not hold back. Let's not play pretend. Let's not be Arda. Arda means half. Let's throw oneself into the religion. Let's throw oneself into making the eternal truths of the Vedas 100% part of one's life, your life, as it is our life here at Kwa Arinam. Well, that's a deep subject. It's a deep well. Well, I'll be seeing you, Nalayapan, in our cyberspace cafe. Under the banyan tree. By the village well. All of our favorite places. I'll always think of you. All day. All day tomorrow. Until I see you again. In cyberspace. At this time. Tomorrow. We'll be seeing each other. Darshan time. Darshan means to see and feel one another. Om Namah Shivaya. Prepare yourself to chant Om Namah Shivaya. Become a member of Saiva Siddhanta Church.